This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday edition of What's On Your Mind, final hour underway. We had a good weekend. We got a little nice day going today across the neighborhood, but got a little hooey working in towards the end of the week. It's a never-ending winter. What we're dealing with here. Man, oh man. Just got to wonder, you know, probably by, we'll have spring by about, I don't know, what, Memorial Day weekend? Is that the plan? Oh, hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile. Now, when you're looking for, you know, when you're spending your money on essentials, like, you know, you got to have a phone. Well, it's kind of important, if you can, you know, we like to shop local. We always talk about local, 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 support mom and pop, support local USA, Jim the Flagpole guy, on and on. Well, Patriot Mobile, same, kind of the same, cut from the same cloth. They support companies and organizations that share our values. They not only share the beliefs, they actually do something about it. They are the only Christian conservative wireless carrier that donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about, like Turning Point USA, number of other great organizations. If you go to the website, you'll find out more, and switching is super easy and free. Get free activation with the code is FLAGFAMILY. So just go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. You can call them, 972-PATRIOT. They have a U.S.-based customer service team ready to take your call, 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. You'll see. And then when you go on the website, you can see all the stuff that they donate to. It's really a great program, great people. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. All right, our guest is, we're standing by. We're going to chat about a little, we're going to talk Ukraine here in just a second. But Faith is in Starbuck, Minnesota, talking about the decay of the Twin Cities. Faith, first of all, our thoughts and prayers are with everybody in Starbuck and Pope County and everything that happened. Just terrible. And give everyone our best wishes and condolences the loss of our hero down there.
Yes, thank you. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, thank you. I was calling in because I wanted to say additional things that Jason Lewis was saying. I wanted to support what he was saying because when I first moved here 5 years ago from the Twin Cities, I moved from the area right by the intersection there where it's Golden Valley, excuse me, Golden Valley, Plymouth, you know, right in that
yep.
area, right
you
there,
bet.
New Hope, right in that section.
Yep.
And at that time already, it was becoming Little Mogadishu. At that particular time, 5 years ago, the paper had reported that we had 150,000 plus Minnesota Muslims, and they were, you know, having Ramadan and all that, and it was fine. But one thing transpired prior to that, before I moved. It was in 2012, and it was kind of in the middle of the night. I had been following a medical thing, issue with myself, and so I was watching TV. I put on the TV. I got up from bed. I put on the TV, and in the middle of the night, on our Minnesota Public TV, Radical Islam was having their second annual and then whatever it was that they said in the other language. And they put forward the entire plan. And since then, that plan has been discovered also, written in the Arabic and written in what their plan was here. And it had been released. It had been seen. But nobody really wanted to believe it. And that was their joke. That was the laugh. That was the thing about how all of this was going to transpire. So now here I am connecting the dots to what they actually said was going to happen. You see, when Radical Islam, like they told my stepson and myself, when it comes time and when they rise up, they said, you will convert or die.
Yeah.
because otherwise they'd have to tell you.
Yeah, I know.
So,
you know,
and that was literally said.
And we were just talking, Faith, we were just talking, Jason and I, in the break about, you know, and I don't, no one has any problem with anyone in any religion. I really don't. It's when we radicalize and we get radical Islam and we get radicalization of all of it and the radical behavior that comes from, you know, that's when we get the term terrorist. I mean, and what's going on, I mean, the Twin Cities is fundamentally changed and now will be forever. And I think that, you know, and what's going on, and it has to be said, is that so much of this, the gang problem and the crime problem in Minneapolis is due to the Somali gangs that are running around down there. It's just the way it is. Faith, thanks for the call, and best wishes, and love to everybody down in Polk County after losing another one of our heroes. We, you may have seen or heard about over the weekend, Deputy Sheriff Josh Owen, Polk County, Minnesota Sheriff's Office, end of watch was on Saturday. Just a terrible thing. Ended up being just a domestic deal. And next thing you know, we've lost one of our heroes. Let's talk a little Ukraine. I'm going to pivot a little bit here. And our main man, Mark Lindquist, has left the Donbass, bound for London, meet with Anthony Gardner, former U.S. ambassador to the EU. I wanted to check in with Mark and just kind of see what's happening in Ukraine. And Mark, I brought my buddy NewsHound Nate in. He's a big follower and acutely aware of what goes on in Ukraine, and his friends there as well. How you been? How's things?
Thanks for having me on, brother. Hello to everybody back home in Fargo. Missed you guys.
Yeah, you too, man. How's things? You've been on the ground there. A lot of my buddy Nate, who's here, he shows me a lot of the videos of the combat stuff that you just don't see on mainstream media. And it's pretty crazy what's going on. Where were you? Just give us an update on what you've been seeing.
Well, I've been out in the Donbass, just left there about 40 hours ago. I was actually doing what I, you know, kind of in my wheelhouse, what I've been doing for 10 years is entertaining out there, giving these guys just a little bit of respite, you know, from this trench warfare. So we sang some songs, we did a little concert, and they can bring that song in their heart back to the trenches when they return to places like Bakhmut.
Is it getting any better?
I would say no, because we're still waiting for Western weapons. You know, we have the personnel. There's a million soldiers out there in the Ukrainian army. We stood up a million-man army in the last year, largely on private donations. And, you know, we're waiting for Western weapons. I've always said that if your artillery goes 70 kilometers and the enemy's goes 100, you can't push them out of anywhere, right? And so really what is needed is the ATACMs and the Patriot missile batteries and the F-16s that would allow Ukraine to push them back to the 2014 borders.
I don't know that there's ever a win here, though. I just don't see how you're, I mean, it's Russia. Is Russia as depleted as we're hearing that they are? Nate's nodding his head.
Yes. So the reports that we do see, of course, the depletion of Russia's ability to make war is a positive for the Western world, right? But when you have 144 million people in your society and you can conscript people like Putin does, that's a never-ending flow of humanity that he can throw at the front lines into what Russia calls the meat grinder. And, you know, Ukraine is not a huge country. There are 44 million people. 8 million people have left the country, largely women and children. And so a Ukrainian commander I talked to on the Donbass the other day said, Mark, you got to remember the river of humanity that has flowed towards the front lines in Ukraine on Ukraine's side is over. There aren't enough people that are trained military minds and soldiers to be able to indefinitely hold this off. I think the victory you speak of is to get these Western weapons in there as soon as possible, push them back out of Crimea, out of the Donbass, back to the 2014 borders, and say loudly from the Western world, you can't just march into a sovereign nation and call it Russia. And I think that's a message that the Western world has a responsibility to send to the world, much like the spirit of Ronald Reagan did 30 years ago, where he stood loudly against this kind of tyranny.
Hey, Mark, can you tell us a little bit about the depleted uranium ammunition that the Soviets are going to endure from the Ukrainians now through their tanks? I got some information that the UK is sending depleted uranium for their ammunition. And how bad will that be for the grain, future grain from like
crops,
2024
yeah.
season? Like I heard Poland has stopped buying grain from Ukraine, and I was wondering what the real reason was from that, and Hungary as well.
Quite honestly, I know nothing about that. I wouldn't even be able to speak intelligently about it. The thing that I would be able to comment on is you mentioned the grain. You know, the area that's mined with landmines in Ukraine is the size of all the wheat fields in North Dakota. There are parts of Ukraine that will not be able to. So I think about it as the DMZ. You're not going to be able to walk through these places or drive or travel for decades to come. Unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to comment on your question.
Wow. All right, Mark, can you hang on? You got a little more time?
Yeah, I got time. Yep.
All right, we're up against the break here. So we'll get a break, and we're talking with Mark Lindquist. Mark is in the Ukraine. Actually, he's bound for London now, if you just let the Donbass he's meeting with. We'll talk about a meeting coming up with the former U.S. ambassador to the EU and what they're going to talk about next on
Today,
What's On Your Mind.
Switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Scott heading off today. Kev sitting in here. Kevin Flynn sitting in for Scotty. My buddy NewsHound Nate is hanging out with us. We're talking with Mark Lindquist, who is left the Donbass. He's from the area. He's been over in Ukraine quite a bit. A lot of friends over there and interests in the area. He's bound for London to meet up with Anthony Gardner, a former U.S. ambassador to the EU. We'll hear about that in just a second. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA all month long. Every month they have different specials they put up, and they're just killer deals on different kinds of stuff. Right now, Pizza Corner pizzas are $6.99. The Biggins. The iGog sunglasses, $2 off any pair. Big thing of butcher meat sticks is only $4.59. They got the liquid ice, 2 for $3.50. Blue washer fluid, you need that now, $2.69. You want the purple stuff, $2.99 on sale. And all Havoline oil products, oil quartz, are $3.99 the month of April. So, and you get, if you get the PetroServe mug, get any mug for $2. And any fresh baked muffin today on Monday for just 99 cents at PetroServe. And of course, they got the grab and go convenient home cooking lunch specials every day at all the locations too. PetroServeUSA.com, and they are hiring. Mark, we were talking about with Ukraine and what's going on, and you just left there. You're heading to London. Are you in London now, or are you heading there, and then you're going to meet with a former U.S. ambassador to the EU? What's that all about?
Yeah, I just got out of Ukraine. I'm here actually in Warsaw, bound for London tomorrow to meet with Ambassador Gardner and his circle of influence. Really, it's the connection of some guys from MIT who have been operating out here for the last year, volunteering as I have. And it's a fundraiser. It's an awareness builder. They want to hear directly from folks that are boots on the ground in Ukraine, out in the Donbass. I'm an Air Force veteran, former intelligence professional. That's going to give my report to them. And the need is great. You know, back in World War II, the American people through war bonds contributed $182 billion to fight for freedom on Europe's continent. That's $3.3 trillion of today's dollars. And so the need is great. Of course, these are people with resources, so we're going to pitch them and hopefully raise $500,000, maybe $1 million.
Gotcha. You were talking a little bit before the break, Nate, about the brutality of this.
Oh, it's just brutal. Bakhmut has been a meat grinder. I've heard that the Russians have gotten pretty far to western Bakhmut, are making their way to Chazov Yar, and their overall goal is trying to get to Dnipro to cut off that huge supply line that actually arms the Donbass area. I was just wondering if Mark could maybe talk about that and what he's seeing a little bit down there on those front lines.
Tactics, yeah.
Yeah, you know, what we see from the Russians is they'll target a population center like Bakhmut. They'll try to surround it on three sides and then eventually cut off the western edge. And their whole strategy is one that I think is well known. You know, they barrage an entire city with artillery, with missiles, with rockets, and level it, much like you think of, you know, Dresden in the 1940s and parts of Warsaw, right? And so, because what if you really think about military tactics, what the Russians then need to do in order to take a populated area is they need to destroy every school, every building, every apartment complex where there could be Ukrainians holding up. This is something that is well known to everybody. And they just beat the heck out of the city until there's nothing but rubble and then try to move in around it and cut it off. And so, you know, what we're seeing over there is, you know, folks on the Ukrainian side trying to hold that line. But once again, when you're fighting against a powerful army like Russia's, and you don't have long-range artillery or missiles, it's really hard to hold land.
Do you guys buy into, and I'll ask you both this question, because I don't think it is. Because we hear all the time, well, we've got to stop him here, or he'll march into Europe. He'll just keep going if we don't stop him in Ukraine, as far as Putin, talking about Putin. I just don't believe that. I don't believe he's going to attack any NATO country. I don't think he's going to go into Europe because he can't fight that. That's a war he can't maintain. And then it's World War III, and he doesn't have the resources or the ability to wage that kind of war. Do you guys agree, or do you think that he would try that?
Well,
I'll go Mark first.
So my perspective comes directly from the Polish people, and they would argue that an enemy like Putin, that they know very well as a neighbor, is capable of such a thing. And if right now your assessment is the West is weak and you are allowing Ukraine to fall, the Polish people and the people in Lithuania and Estonia and you know, the former Soviet Socialist Republics, they do believe that Putin is crazy enough to march into the rest of Europe. And so it is imperative that we stop them in Ukraine.
Yeah, I've talked to Senator Kramer about this issue, and Senator Kramer is under the presumption that Putin could end up in the UK or he could end up in Poland into a NATO country. I don't see that happening, but if Putin ends up getting his chemotherapy treatment for his cancer, Medvedev said he would. He said he would wipe out the UK. He said he would make Poland disappear. And I know that to get funding from some of our senators and some of these committees, that that our intelligence communities and our military, they have to portray what is going on the ground. They got to let them know and push the fear that we need this funding or else. Do you get some of that too, Mark?
You know, I guess my perspective, I'll put my former intelligence analyst hat on for NSA, and I'll say that, you know, I think our trouble is that we look at the world through the Western eyes and Western brain, and Putin is not that. You know, so we think about it in logical terms. None of us thought the full-scale invasion on February 24th last year would happen either. None of us thought that Hitler would do what he did. And so the rules that we've set up in the New World Order, I think, do not apply in Putin's mind. And so to think that he would abide by things that he thinks are not valid, like NATO, I don't think that we can hide behind that safety. I think the world has to be ready for Putin to cross the Polish border if he were to make it all the way to Ukraine. That's why we need the Western support, and that's why you see 54 countries around the world contributing to Ukraine, because they understand that you're dealing with an enemy, Putin, who does not play by the same rules that we do.
Interesting. I don't want to see that. Obviously, no one wants to see that, but I just would. I think he's got to be to the point where if you go much past, if you even get all of Ukraine and you go into a NATO nation, now you've brought the wrath of, I mean, literally of World War III, but I don't know. Go ahead, Nate.
Yeah, Mark, here's a question for you. I don't think that Putin has the ability, without China's help, to get past the Dnipro River. I can see Russia and Putin maybe making it to Odessa, Mykolaiv, holding Kherson, up to Dnipro, and not going anywhere farther west than that Dnipro River, putting that buffer in between NATO and Russia. Do you see Putin going past the Dnipro River?
He wants the whole country, doesn't he?
Well, yes, he does want the whole country. And then, you know, we see every once in a while missile barrages of over 100 missiles in a single day across the entirety of the country. And so, yes, I do believe that he wants the entirety of Ukraine. And you know, my concern is that if we get in 2 years or 20 months a anti-Ukrainian president in the United States government, then I believe that all the Western hardware is going to head for the Polish border and leave Ukraine. And then that leaves Ukraine defenseless. You can't predict that he cannot take Dnipro.
Mark Lindquist, we're up against a break. Appreciate the time. Travel safe,
when
brother. We'll talk soon.
When controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
USA News Update. A Delaware judge delayed the start of a trial on a voting machine company's defamation claims against Fox News. The announcement was made as the network is looking for a possible way to settle the case. Superior Court Judge Eric Davis said last night he was delaying the start of the trial by one day, moving it to tomorrow. He didn't explain the reasons for the move. Congress returns to Washington this week with one item on the agenda, The infamous debt ceiling.
Financial experts are warning that the federal government could face an historic default that would crash the economy this summer if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling. The most conservative House Republicans keep insisting that they won't vote to raise the debt ceiling without deep spending cuts. President Biden has insisted on a so-called clean bill that would only raise the $31.4 trillion debt ceiling without addressing any spending issues. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn for Scott Henin today. Scotty is back tomorrow. Spent the weekend in New York City visiting, his elder daughter. And I'm just hoping he didn't get any on him. I know he was at Yankee Stadium. They were giving away Bud Light. Couldn't sell it. It was like, yeah, welcome to Yankee Stadium. Here's a free water, a free Bud Light, because we can't sell them anymore. Oh, what did I say? See, 3 to 5 billion on their market cap in 10 days. Ouch! That's gotta leave a mark. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends Steve and the team at Pucklich in Valley City. There, I tell you what, you go on to Pucklich Valley City. That's Pucklich ValleyCity.com. And you can read about the pre-owned inventory, certified pre-owned. You can build your own vehicle, get it ordered. And they're just the best. I mean, you can get an instant trade offer. You can do it all online, too. Schedule your service, do that. And the certified pre-owned inventory they've got right now is as good as it's been. Huge, wide variety. Trade-in values are at an all-time high. Okay, now is the best time all year to upgrade. If you want to do a trade-in, or if you wanted to just retail and look at a new one. And if you want something, what you want, you got to get it ordered. So call them. Stop in. They're great people. All right? Number to call in Valley City, 701-404-5788, 721 West Main in V.C., 701-404-5788, online at PucklichValleyCity.com. They say, you drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklich. Okay. Got to get to Mike. He's been waiting. Mike in Perham on U.S. weaponry. Mike, what's on your mind, buddy? How are you? Happy Monday.
Yes, Kevin. I used to be a city bus driver in Tucson, Arizona, and I would go past Davis-Montham Air Force Base. Now, yep. Their ghost yard covers almost 1 square mile, and I don't know if you've ever seen this, but there are row after row after row of early F-18s, F-16 Fighting Falcons, F-15s, plus B-52 bombers. And I mean, like, good grief. This thing has got jet fighter bombers that have been in our inventory over the last 20 years. They're there, and they're mothballed, they're sealed up, and they're ready to go. All the A-10s that they used in the Persian Gulf War came from Davis-Montham Field.
Is that where the plane graveyard is that you're talking about? Yeah, you're talking about the plane graveyard down there, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's massive. Exactly. Yeah, I know. I've seen there's a friend of mine that I've done the air show with has been down and talked about that a few times. It's just, I mean, there's KC-130s. There's from every size all the way down to F-16s. So they're all decommissioned, though. from what I understand. You know, I don't know. What about them, though? Why do you bring it up? What about them?
Stop in the Biden government. Why aren't some of these being sent to the Ukraine?
They don't work. That's the problem. They don't work. It's kind of like a parts yard, a junkyard. So I mean, like they may fly, but their airframes have issues. The avionics have issues. I'm sure they're not up to date or not up to speed. So that would be my guess.
Well, I guess I spoke out of turn then.
Yeah, you're all good, buddy.
But it was just a thought.
Yep. No, I hear you. Thanks for ringing in, Mike. Appreciate it. Yeah, the weaponry that goes to those things. Have you ever been down there too? I've been down there, but I've never been to the graveyard. But you can see it on Google Maps.
Well,
if you zoom in on the airfield,
and you can buy some surplus equipment. But as far as the planes themselves, it's a disposal place, and it's a disposal place for the defense reutilization and marketing office of the government. So
I got a meme texted in here. It's I think it's one of the guys from I don't know, Skeletor or whatever that was. What was Skeletor? What was the game that Skeletor was in? Anyway, it's Skeletor, and it's Skeletor saying, "It would seem that the only secure document in D.C. is Epstein's client list. Until we meet again." Oh, there you go. Got a couple of other texts about just thoughts and prayers for Pope County and for the family of Josh Owens, who was the Pope County sheriff, who was killed down there over the weekend in that domestic call that went down. A lot of support there. Can't thank you enough for that. Let's see here. We have a few texts in still. 701-237-1590. Kev, we should say yes to no. What we need is a T-shirt with a big no on the front of it and the back, and a baseball cap that has no on it. Your voice on the flag reflects our concerns. Keep it up, buddy. Appreciate you. Yeah. No. The answer is no. You can't get in the pool. But we are dealing with a big part of a generation now that does not know how, nor will it, take no for an answer. Not going to be told no. I get to do what I want to do. I get to do how I want to do it, where I want, who I want to be, when I do it, et cetera. Yeah! For those defending the Ukrainian government, as long as Lindquist said the West should be supplying weaponry, you have no idea what you're talking about. You have no idea of the history. The current president and past president of Ukraine were killing their own people, plain and simple. And for what? The United States has no business being there. Another one. Regarding Ukraine, Minneapolis prayer, border invasion, Soros and the rest, you should have listened more carefully in 07 and 08, and even further back when Bill Clinton was president, where all of this started. The ilk of Bill Clinton's presidency entered the 08 administration of Obama and now continues today. We're going to fundamentally change America. Remember that? Nobody listened. Early on to the roadmap, and they were telling us what they would, how they would take America. P.S. Obama funded and worked with George Soros in 2013 in Ukraine. Nobody talks about that. Check that out. Another text in. No support to Ukraine. They didn't follow the Minsk Accords. If they had, this wouldn't be happening. I am to the point where I think our support is enough. We've done enough. We've given them 100+ billion for their border, their wall, their side. We've done nothing for our own. We've got an invasion happening here. So I say if the EU will step up to the level that we have stepped up, if they're next, if he's going to march through Ukraine and hit the NATO nations and the EU, they can match what we've given and then get back to us after that. That's me. It's a Simpson meme. If politicians armed Ukraine because they're allies, what's the implication when they disarm their own citizens? Oh, that's a good point. Good question. Beer is essential. Maybe ATF will give Bush a $1 billion bailout. Hey, there you go. Anheuser-Busch will need that. Keep the text coming. 701-237-1590. I wanted to play we were talking about this trans stuff was early on in the show, talking about the Leah Thomas of the world and everything that's going on. I wanted to play a couple of clips. One is our friend Charlie Kirk. And Charlie Kirk is at an event, and they're talking about Leah Thomas and a gentleman in the crowd who looks, looks a bit woke, okay, is in the crowd, and he's asking Charlie a question about Leah Thomas. I think you should be able to hear this. Here we go. Listen to this. Oh, no. Got to turn that. Hang on. Got to get the audio on, and then we should be good.
So you're talking about Leah Thomas undressing in the locker room in front of other swimmers, and you were talking to one of the swimmers who was there.
Yep.
And one of the things you said was someone should have taken care of it, like, in the 50s or 60s.
I did say that.
To me, it kind of sounds like an encyclopedia. Maybe that's not how
it's
you meant to say it.
In the 50s or 60s, the sheriff would have went in and arrested them for murder. Not a call to violence. I don't support violence. People decided to lie about my words. In the 50s or 60s, the men, the fathers of those daughters, wouldn't have been able to get there fast enough because the local DA would have already indicted that philandering person for exposing himself to women for his own egocentric narcissism, weird fetish, pretending something.
Oh, there you go. That was Charlie Kirk. And then this guy, you know, well, it certainly sounds like it. Take care of it in the 50s. There's assignment of violence there. You got to assign violence. No. The guy's in the women's bathroom exposing himself. In the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, even in the 90s, he would have been arrested. That was brilliant. Another one that came up that I saw that I wanted to play is our friend Candace Owens. And Candace Owens was on talking about the Dylan Mulvaney thing. And how it's basically, you know, 1,000% degrading to women. And I just always revert to Candace Owens on so many things. And if you haven't read her book, Blackout, read it. It's so good. It's so well said, so well written. This is what she had to say.
Mulvaney, for 365 days, was able to openly mock women, to openly take the spaces of women, to get contracts from Ulta Beauty, to take, you know, contracts from other women, all these sponsorships, and nobody cared. Until suddenly, Dylan Mulvaney traversed into a male space, and it became unacceptable. Why? Because men don't tolerate this level of lies in the way that women do, right? We respond emotionally and not rationally. We should have been the ones to put an end to Dylan Mulvaney, but we didn't because we feel bad. And shouldn't we just feel bad for men that want to be women and mock us and put on lipstick and pigtails and call themselves a girl? I think not, Tucker, but woke culture says yes.
In one sentence, it's pretty amazing that the battle of sexes has been won by men with the help of feminists, isn't it?
It is absolutely amazing. Unfortunately, once again, men have to rescue women from this terrible ideology that is taking place right now, and I commend men for doing that.
How about that? Yeah. That's, I don't know of a female around me that doesn't have the same exact, a woman that I know that doesn't have the same exact, I can't find anyone anywhere that's, I mean, even at some, and you, and a lot of these are just, you see these comments on these, a lot of them are just robots or bots or, you know, trolls. But, I mean, no one in any number I can find that thinks that's a good idea. Joan is in Moorhead. Joan calling back about Ukraine. Oh, Joan again in Moorhead. Hi, Joan. Continue.
It's me again. I just was kind of wanted to talk about that Ukraine thing. Just, you know, and I agree with you and the people that texted in after about, we really need to get out of there. We've spent enough money. What Biden is doing there, the more money we spend, the more Ukrainians die. Because we're continuing that war, that if they would have just stopped at the beginning and signed the treaty, or not treaty, that's something else, but signed so that they could have worked out an agreement. They just have to, and they're depleting our national defense resources. And so now we're not going to be able to defend Taiwan.
That's true. Joan, I'm up against the break, honey, and I'm so sorry, but... Yeah, we'll unpack a little bit of that after the break here on What's on Your Mind. Final segment coming up.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Spring into summer with the University of Mary. For over 60 years, we at Mary have been helping young adults like you reach your leadership potential. Whether you're looking to advance your career or start a new one, we're here to support you with flexible, affordable online degree plans. If you enroll by June 30th with the promo code SUMMER, you'll receive a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. Learn more at online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Scott Hennin off today, back tomorrow. I'm Kevin Flynn. New Sound Nate, my buddy, hanging out with us here. Hey, we're brought to you by Mike and the team at MyPillow. And it doesn't matter. I can go through specifics and run down prices for you. The My Slippers are on sale now. They're like $100 off on those. They're doing BOGO, buy one, get one on the Giza sheet sets. There's all sorts of different specials depending on what you're looking at when you go to MyPillow.com. He's got some killer, flats, sandals, slides. So they call them slides. He's got some killer slide sandals for $19.98. and some regular kind of flip-flops, too. But here's the deal. You get the deal when you know the promo code. So you go to MyPillow.com, promo code is Scott, promo code Scott, S-C-O-T-T. You can do all your shopping, and then when you get there, just do promo code Scott and get the deal. Now, they've got all new product, too, My Coffee, great coffee, and then everything at MyPillow. So my store, but MyPillow.com, do your shopping, get your cart full, whatever you need. It'll say enter promo code right there. You type in S-C-O-T-T, discounts applied. You're out of there. You're saving money. MyPillow.com. All right, we're about 9 away from 11. Joan, I wanted to let you finish because you were talking about Ukraine. And basically, Joan, I think what you're saying is that we've given enough.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time for the rest of the world to step up and show the kind of support we have. Right?
Yeah. Yes, that's true. And we just have to stop this, because the more money we put into it, the more people get killed. And I really do think that Russia, not that I know any of this stuff, I shouldn't talk like I do, but I just heard the other side of the story too. And I know it's convincing when you hear one side, it's very convincing, but then you hear the other side. And we do need to get out of there, because we're depleting our own resources. And Russia was basically just going to keep these other little areas because they were speaking Russian. I don't know their history. There's a huge history, but we normally don't get involved in those Slavic states. And here we are spending billions and billions, and it's just destroying our country. We don't have enough money now or resources, military resources, to help Taiwan. And I do think that that's part of their plan, was deplete us in Ukraine, give them all this money, and then we won't be able to protect Taiwan when we really need. That's very much in our interest. And
it's that's a good
people aren't in our interest.
Yeah. That's a good point, Joan. Well, that's a good point you raise about tactics. You know, if you're planning the demise, you know, and we're doing nothing to refill any of our strategic oil reserves. We haven't done anything there. We've done nothing to reestablish and get going back on domestic energy production. The recruiting numbers are down to dismal levels. So, Joan, I think you're spot on all of that. Thanks for checking in. You know, one thing I've thought too, that I've not heard anybody anywhere demand that we get to the negotiating table on this. Yeah, I haven't anywhere. I mean, especially in this country. I mean, why aren't we pounding the table about, come on?
I believe Zelensky wanted to get to the table. Blinken said no.
Well, why? Why would Blinken say no?
Because of probably U.S. intelligence and U.K. intelligence.
I'm thinking it's just a little something for the big guy. We got to keep this thing going.
10%.
The oligarchs, they got to got to have their deal. They got to they need another mansion in Switzerland or whatever. Yeah. Oh man, that's craziness. Let's see. I think the current leaker didn't get his dumbass kicked enough during his youth. Is that this kid in this guard kid, yeah. I lived in Tucson, and those planes can be brought back in operation. They are there because of low humidity. As I understand it, from my friends that friend who was in the Air Force in my years with the air show and working with a lot of pilots and Air Force guys, is that that's basically a graveyard. It's a place where planes go to just sit and not rust. So, and I'm sure there's parts operations that come out of there, but I'm that's just what I've been told. Hey, Kevin, did you see the new Chicago mayor's response to the teenage riot this past weekend? By the way, did you see that? Hundreds of teenagers running around Chicago just vandalizing, going crazy. They somehow managed to find a worse candidate than lunatic and liberal zombie Lori Lightfoot. Get the hell out of Democratic-run cities and states while you can. Thanks, Adam. It is unbelievable the way this guy, this new Brandon Johnson, this new mayor-elect in Chicago, or whether he's been, well, I don't know. But yeah, this big riot over the weekend, and he's basically, he's blaming white supremacy and, the man. It's the man's fault. suppressed. I'll dig it up and share it. Why is it, Texter says, that we have all these problems with shootings and wars when there is a Democrat in the Oval Office and happened every time since President Reagan? That's a good point. The war machine's got to keep marching on. Ukraine is a classic government-fought war. Dragging on as an excuse to spend money, a good chunk of the money goes elsewhere to fund pet projects and foreign leaders. A Trump-fought war would have been over in a matter of weeks. There are conflicts like this all over the world, but the media is instructed to focus only on Ukraine. Remember when the Iraq war was an unpopular war? We don't hear the same about Ukraine. Good stuff. Appreciate all of it. Scotty's back tomorrow. Thanks, Nader.
Thank you, Kevin.
Have a good day.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Pizza Corner Pizza, $6.99. Now at PetroServe USA. I'll say it again. Pizza Corner Pizza is just $6.99 at a PetroServe USA location near you all month long. Butcher meat sticks for $4.59. Hot sauce, 3 for 99 cents. Liquid ice, 2 for $3.50. iGog sunglasses, $2 off any pair. PetroServe mugs, take your pick. They're just $2. And save big on washer fluid as low as $2.69 a bottle at PetroServe USA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.